Today is Wednesday, April 29th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Almost ran out of breath on that one. Oh my gosh, getting out of shape here. I was catching up with Fatty online, his show, Big Fatty Online. BigFattyOnline.com. And apparently he talked about the fact that I canceled the Suits meeting on Sunday. I try not to take too much of the Suits time, really. And I wanted to have a, so I'm just explaining this because I know Fatty listens to this show. He's one of the few people, few is the wrong word. He's one of the millions of people who listen to this show. So I'm just using this as my personal way of telling him what's going on. I don't like to take too much of the Suits time if I don't have to, and I wanted to have a State of the Station broadcast this coming Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That would be May the 3rd. And I wanted to do that because the June event is coming up, and I wanted to have an actual State of the Station to kind of get people excited and back in the groove of things and live streaming and all that kind of stuff. And so I didn't want to have a Suits meeting this Sunday and then a live stream next Sunday, or last Sunday and this coming Sunday, because I didn't want 2 Sundays in a row to be taking up the Suits. So I was really thinking about them, honestly. All right, let's listen to a voicemail. How about it?
Sophie, Denise, Ben, and Kim, I am going to be the winner of the Survivor game. I can't believe it, but I can believe it because I skillfully picked my Survivors Ready Edge of War of Extinction contestants.
You know, Scotty, I'm not sure if you're actually going to win. So that's Scotty, and we will resume his call momentarily. But
Sophie,
Scotty, sorry. But Scotty actually, he listens to another show that I do called Survivors Ready. You guys can hear about that at SurvivorsReadyPodcast.com. But we have a contest where we all pick teams and we get points. And Scotty thought he was doing really well. And then this last week, you know, spoiler alert, everyone, but Scotty's number one pick was voted off. So I don't know, Scotty. I mean, maybe you thought you were going to win, but not so sure now.
Because I can tell who's going to win, because unlike Daniel, I'm a true Survivor aficionado. So thanks, Adam. I wasn't listening live last week when you were doing the Survivors Ready, because by that stage I'd gone to a team meeting, not on Zoom, because Zoom's evil. So I missed how you spent 20 minutes of the show trying to talk your way into excluding Mittens from the competition, which therefore by default would have excluded me. So I like your crafty plans. You didn't want to just exclude me outright, which is what you do want to do. But by default, if you could exclude Mark,
how
therefore I'd automatically
dare
be
you
excluded, because there's only one person in the competition.
I would never.
Anyway, nice try. So, yeah, I can't wait for my $50 Amazon gift card to be sent. Thank you. And P.S. I did watch it last night. Today's Friday the 24th of April. Ramadan has started today, so I guess you two are up early eating before sunrise in America. And tomorrow, the 25th, is Anzac Day. So happy Anzac Day to all the Australians listening to your show, which is probably no one, is it?
I don't know what that is.
Go. Okay, bye.
I guess you're walking the dog because you said go, like, you know, go. When I take, I don't know if, those of you who have dogs, I don't know if you have this thing where you take them out or you take them on a walk and you're trying to get them to go to the bathroom. And do you have like something specific you say to them to get them to go? So mine is every night I take Sydney out to the front yard. She has a doggy door, but we've spoiled her because now Mark walks her every day at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon when we get done with work. And I take her out to the front yard to get her to go pee. And so we go out and then I'll say, Sydney, go pee, hurry, go pee. So that's kind of the go pee, hurry, you know. So I don't know if any of you also have a little, you know, thing that you say to your animal or whatever to get them to go. So Scotty, so we have a contest, and this year I decided to open it up to the listeners. And I was like, hey, I'll give a $50 gift card to the winner of this contest. The problem was we only had one listener that wrote in and said they wanted to participate, which was Scotty. And I didn't think it was fair to, I felt like there's no contest if he didn't have anyone competing against him. And so I said, well, if Scotty doesn't have anyone competing against him, I'm not going to give him a prize for, you know, beating no one. And then Mark said, my boyfriend Mark said he wanted to participate in the contest. But then I thought, well, I'm not going to give my boyfriend a $50 Amazon gift card for winning a game on a podcast that I host. Like, that doesn't make sense. Mark and I, we do have separate bank accounts, but I mean, we basically share money because we, you know, we don't divvy things up. We go to the, other than bills, I mean, he's better organized than I am. I'm just going to have to say this. And so I give him money every paycheck, and then he makes sure the bills get paid on time. Because I used to be really bad about, like, forgetting to pay bills. And then it wasn't because I didn't have the money. I would just forget. And I procrastinate as well. So anyway. And we are, now that we're buying a house, we're going to open up a bank account together. And we're going to both put money in that account every paycheck. And we're going to use that for any housing expenses, the mortgage payments, the bills, but he's going to manage that probably because, again, I procrastinate and forget, air quotes. And we can also use it, like, if we need to do repairs on the house or anything comes up, we can use that joint account for household expenses. So we are going to do that, the next stage in our relationship. So we've just been going through this house stuff, and I know I'm boring all of you with this, but this podcast is about my life, so I'm going to talk about it. Today, we've basically been going back and forth getting insurance quotes for homeowners insurance, and I was so I've been with a company called State Farm for my entire life for auto insurance. Or I had been. And then a couple of years ago, I probably talked about this, but a couple of years ago, they decided to non-renew me. And I had only had one accident. When Mark and I were in Hawaii, I had a little bit of an accident. Not even an accident. I scraped the side of a cliff. Not a cliff, but we were on the road to Hana. I don't know if anyone's aware of the road to Hana, but it's this really curvy road from like one side of Maui to the other side. It's really pretty, but it's very curvy, and there are like these rock walls that are like right up against the road, and the road a lot of places goes to one lane, but there's two, the traffic's going both directions, so you're supposed to stop and wait and make sure no one's coming. Well, basically somebody cut me off, and there was only one lane, and I didn't have anywhere to go, and I jerked. And the car kind of slid up against this rock wall that was literally a foot away. There's no shoulder. And so I scraped the side of the rental car. It wasn't even that big of a deal. I was very mortified by it because I've never had any damage to a rental car. Anyway, they non-renewed me. Fuckers. But I've always been, so anyway, I just called them because we still have renter's insurance with them. So I said, I want to get a quote. And by the way, am I eligible to go back for auto because that might save us money? And Mark is currently with Liberty Mutual. Liberty, 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 Liberty. That's their commercial. So he did a quote with them. And bottom line is State Farm was super expensive. And Liberty Mutual gave a much better quote. So I think we're going to go with Liberty Mutual and, you know, screw State Farm. They're not going to get any of our money now because the renter's policy is going to go away. They shouldn't have non-renewed me 2 years ago. State Farm, if you're listening, you should not have non-renewed me. It's your fault. You're losing all of this good money right here. Other than that, I'm using this iScape application and I'm trying to design the backyard. And I'm going to end up spending way too much money on this backyard. And Mark's going to be like, you shouldn't be spending money. We just moved in. You should be anyway. But I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, but we need a patio. We need a deck. We need a hot tub, like right now. Because that's what I want. I don't know. So I'll post a picture on Twitter of a couple of my designs on iScape. And you guys can tell me how my backyard is shaping up. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.